Good morning, all. Wherever you are in the world, I hope that you're happy to, at least chronologically, enter December. And it's going to be an exciting month, and today's program, I hope, will be exciting, too.
Yeah, it is exciting. In fact, it's really curious. It's a mixture of pleasure and regret, because we're reliving the rest of our Sicily adventures. And at the same time, it's sad that we're reporting to you on Sicily adventures, which from a standpoint are now over until we go the next time. But here we are again with some fascinating interviews from chefs in Sicily. And let's get to it. First up with a wonderful restaurant in Licata near Agrigento called
La Madia.
And with a brilliant translation by Michele Savoia, who's from that part of the world originally, believe it or not, and he came over to work with us to translate Chef Pino Cataia's remarks.
Yes, because the chef is very, very poetic and deep. Deep?
But Michele's home space, Dish Osteria. Is it Dish Ristorante or Dish Osteria?
Osteria.
Dish Osteria on the south side in Pittsburgh. He's cooking up some Sicilian specialties, so we're going to be able to get a fix whenever we need one. Anyway, first up, Pino Cataia at La Madia.
Michele Savoia of Dish Osteria is going to help us with our translation. First, you'll hear me ask a question in English, and then you'll hear the chef's answer in Italian, and then you'll hear Michele's translation for those of you who do not understand Italian. Yes, we are at a restaurant we've long tried to get a reservation at with a chef who is very, very popular named Pino Cataia. He has a restaurant called La Madia Licata. Hello, chef. We're going to do this. Why do you start your menu with an essay called Black and White? Perché?
Allora, il menù inizia con il bianco e nero perché vuole il lavoro che abbiamo fatto in questi ultimi anni è legato proprio alla memoria. Ecco, e credo che secondo me il titolo in bianco e nero perché penso che la memoria non abbia colori, che sia bianco e nero.
The menu starts with the black and white because the work that we have done in the last few years is related to the memory. I believe the memory doesn't have a color.
Ecco, proviamo a immaginarci un colore di un ingrediente come il pomodoro. E magari nel tempo non ce lo ricordiamo se era rosso, più rosso, meno rosso. Però ci ricorderemo il sapore del pomodoro, no?
Let's try to imagine the color of an ingredient, for example, a tomato. We will not remember if the tomato was red, more red, but we will remember the flavor of the tomato as a memory.
Come memoria. Ecco, immaginiamo una persona e magari ci ricorderemo un gesto di quella persona, ma non più il viso, perché il viso nel tempo svanisce, no? Svanisce come le fotografie e dei nostri vecchi, no? Che sono seppiate, hanno perso il colore ed è rimasto solo l'immagine in bianco e nero. Ecco, questo è legato, ecco, per quello si chiama in bianco e nero, proprio perché la memoria, secondo me, non ha colori, è solo fatta di gesti.
Imagine a person, maybe we will remember a gesture, but not the face, because the face disappears like the image of an old sepia photo, and the only thing that is left is a black-white image. That's why it's called black and white, because the memory is not made out of colors, but of gestures.
You say that everyone asks you frequently, is there any product in your kitchen that you could not live without, or is there one that you could not work with? You say...
Ecco, spesso mi chiedono qual è il mio segreto in cucina, no?
Sì.
Perché ogni cuoco ha un suo segreto. Allora io dico che in ogni mio piatto c'è un ingrediente che non manca mai e che è la memoria.
Often they ask me which is my secret ingredient in the kitchen, because every chef has his own secret ingredient. In every one of my dishes, the ingredient that is never missing is the memory.
E perché un indizio, oltre un modo per sfamarsi, non significa andare al ristorante e per mangiare. Andare al ristorante oggi è anche stare bene con se stessi, a livello cerebrale, a livello gustativo, a livello di stare con una persona a tavola in maniera felice, con la propria famiglia. Ecco, diventa la tavola un mezzo di comunicazione.
To sit at the table is not just a way to feed yourself, because we're not going to the restaurant just to eat, but to be good with ourselves, with to experience a cerebral experience of taste, to be together with a person, with a family. So the table becomes a mean of communication.
Più sedersi a tavola per sfamarsi. Ormai la nostra civiltà ha superato questo, il nostro benessere ci porta comunque alla sofisticazione delle cose e oggi il cibo diventa comunicazione. Allora noi cuochi più vogliamo raccontare e più diventiamo complici della tavola e del cliente.
Our civilization has a point. Our well-being now brings us to be more sophisticated, and the food becomes communication. As a chef, the more we would like to tell the stories, the more we become accomplice of the table and of the customers.
You were born here, and then you moved with your family to northern Italy, Piemonte. When you worked in the north, you missed your Sicilian roots, right?
Sì. Allora, io la mia formazione è stata in Piemonte e quando mi sono sposato 12 anni fa sono ritornato di nuovo a casa in Sicilia e ho aperto questo ristorante a Licata. Oggi lo conduco con mia moglie, ho 3 bambini e insieme ai miei collaboratori. E l'idea di tornare a casa è stato bello.
Yes, my formation has been in Piedmont, and when I got married 12 years ago, I moved back to home, to Sicily, and I opened this restaurant in Licata, which I operated with my wife. I have 3 children, and also with my collaborators. The idea to come back home, it's been wonderful.
Perché ho scoperto la tradizione, ho scoperto quanto da bambino i profumi delle famiglie, delle case.
Sì.
Allora ho cercato di interpretare questo. Pensate se io fossi stato un cuoco che potevo lavorare a New York, potevo lavorare a Londra, potevo lavorare a Parigi, però mi diventava difficile interpretare la memoria del mio territorio perché non avevo l'ingrediente. Oggi,
because I discovered the traditions, I discovered when I was a child the scent of the city or the houses. Think about it, if I was able to work as a chef in cities like New York, London or Paris, it was going to be difficult because I was not going to be able to translate the memory of my territory because I did not have the ingredient.
Tornare a casa, un cuoco quando torna a casa vuole raccontare quello che ha scoperto in giro, la tecnica, il saper conoscere il prodotto e poi rielaborarlo.
Today when a chef goes back home, he wants to tell the story of what he has learned by going around, the techniques, the fact that he's able to recognize a product and to rework it, and to be able to rework the product.
What are some chefs that you are particularly friendly with excited by?
Sì, la cucina è la cucina un po' mondiale, sicuramente ognuno dei cuochi, sia il cuoco francese, il cuoco americano, il cuoco argentino, il cuoco spagnolo, sicuramente raccontano in maniera personale ogni loro ingrediente, ogni loro gesto. E questa è la bellezza della cucina, perché un pomodoro, un pesce, lo stesso pesce, un cuoco, ogni cuoco lo farà in maniera diversa.
The world cuisine, surely every chef, like a French chef, an American or from Argentina or Spanish, surely they will tell the story in a personal way of every own ingredient and gesture. This is the beauty of cooking a tomato, a fish, the same fish, every chef will cook it in a different way.
E questa è la cucina personale di ognuno di noi. Quello non c'è un copyright in cucina, perché ogni pomodoro, lo stesso pomodoro, lei, io lo faremo in maniera diversa. Questa è la bellezza.
And this is the personal kitchen of every one of us. There is not a copyright in the kitchen. Every tomato, the same tomato, we are going to cook it in a different way. And this is the beauty.
Now, have you noticed a great deal of difference, besides the obvious, with your diners in Sicily? What do diners in Sicily want that other diners don't?
E sicuramente la differenza fra il Piemonte, la Lombardia e la Sicilia sicuramente è la contaminazione dei prodotti. In Sicilia è stata contaminata dagli arabi, dai greci,
sì, sì.
Dagli spagnoli anche, no? Per cui a livello di tradizione la Sicilia ha molti piatti, tipo, non so, ha il piccante perché c'erano gli arabi, ha l'agrodolce anche, e diciamo anche il pomodoro perché comunque sono arrivati gli spagnoli, no? E per cui la Sicilia è un contenitore di tanti popoli.
Surely there is a difference between you know, Piedmont and Lombardy and Sicily, and surely there is a difference in the influence of the products. In Sicily it's been dominated by Arabs and Greeks and Spanish, and the level of the tradition in Sicily. That Sicily has many of dishes that they recollect memories from, you know, the picante, the sweet, the spiciness that comes from the Arabs, the sweet and sour products like tomato that came from the Spanish. So Sicily is like a container of many civilization.
No, che oggi vanta di questi grandi ingredienti, di queste grandi ricette attraverso questi popoli.
And today is proud of this great ingredients, of this great recipe of this civilization.
Can you describe specific dishes from your menu for our listeners who love to hear about food?
Posso descrivere dei menù. Ecco la descrizione del menù. Abbiamo in carta due menù, un classico e un bianco e nero. Il menù classico ovviamente nasce dai piatti più di tradizione, dove c'è, non so, il merluzzo e l'affumicatura di pigna, questa smoked pine, no? Del pesce, yeah. Ecco, quello è un altro piatto legato alla memoria, questo profumo della pigna da quando si era piccoli. Poi c'è l'arancino di riso, l'arancino, un piatto popolare da strada, no? E dove io ho cercato di interpretarlo e di portarlo a tavola in maniera elegante.
I can describe we have one classic menu. One black and white menu. The classic menu is tied to the tradition. For example, the merluzzo, the codfish, or la pigna affumicata, the smoked pine, and which is connected to the memory. The arancino, the arancino di riso, which is a popular dish, is like a street food. And I try to interpret the dish to bring it to the table in an elegant manner.
Poi abbiamo il cannolo di melanzana, dove può raccontare una norma, può raccontare uno spaghetto al pomodoro con la melanzana, tipico siciliano. E poi abbiamo questo filetto di manzo lisciato all'olio di cenere, perché volevamo raccontare questa carne con il barbecue, portare il barbecue a tavola e sentire questo profumo di brace.
We have an eggplant cannoli that can tell a story about a Norma, or a spaghetti with a tomato and eggplant, the typical Sicilian dish. We have also a beef tenderloin, and we want to tell a story about the beef, which is brushed with the ashed olive oil, to bring the flavor of the barbecue to the table.
Sì, da dove,
La carne arriva di Caltanissetta, di qua nell'entroterra.
Caltanissetta.
Sì, sia l'agnello che il manzo arriva.
I mean, what would you think is your most popular dish?
Ma sicuramente la mia.
Sì.
Allora, la mia ricetta più popolare magari può essere l'arancino di riso con ragù di triglia e finocchietto selvatico. Magari questa sera ve lo faccio assaggiare, no? Volete mangiare questa sera arancino?
Sì.
Okay. E poi c'è il merluzzo alla affumicatura di pigna. Sono quei due o tre piatti che mi raccontano e lo racconto meglio.
The meat comes from Caltanissetta, in land, the lamb and the beef. My popular recipe, I would say the arancine di riso, the stuffed rice balls with the red mullet ragu and the wild fennel. Maybe I can cook some of that for you tonight. If you want, would you like to eat tonight? We can taste some. Then the merluzzo, the codfish smoked with pine nuts, with the pine.
Now, you travel the world?
Cerco di viaggiare. Non è che posso viaggiare molto, perché devo stare sempre a lavorare qui al ristorante.
Sì, when you're not here, stuck you, so you close the restaurant, right?
Sì, quando il ristorante è chiuso, ovviamente magari faccio qualche giorno o due fuori, in giro per l'Italia, magari vado a trovare dei colleghi, vado a mangiare in altri ristoranti per capire, per confrontarmi. Sicuramente è una bella, quando ho la possibilità di farlo lo faccio volentieri.
I try to travel, but I cannot travel a lot because I'm always work at a restaurant, but when the restaurant is closed, maybe I go away for 2 or 3 days in all around Italy, or maybe I go to see some of my peers or eat to other restaurants to understand and to challenge myself, and I do that with a lot of pleasure.
I bambini mangiano bene, sì?
Sì, i bambini a casa mangiano molto bene,
bene,
e cerchiamo di dare anche un'educazione del cibo, no? In maniera buona, in maniera semplice, in maniera senza troppa roba da McDonald's, ecco.
No, McDonald's? we were just saying that his children are good eaters and they certainly eat well. And we were joking, they do not go to McDonald's. What else would you like to say to our listeners?
Cosa piace del ristorante?
Sì.
Ma sicuramente del ristorante mi piace molto il modo, l'organizzazione in cucina. Mi piace molto ricevere le persone, mi piace molto fare felici le persone. Quanto ti fanno i complimenti, quanto vengono, non so, da Milano, da Torino, da Londra, da Parigi, vengono qua a mangiare alla Madia, per me è molto importante, no? Perché è una responsabilità, hai paura che, speri che vada tutto bene, perché sennò loro magari vanno via tristi, no? Invece ricevo molto complimenti quando tornano a casa, mi mandano email di ringraziamento che sono stati benissimo, ecco.
My children at home, they eat very well, and we try to give them an education about the food, the simplicity, without giving them too much stuff from McDonald's. And what I like about the restaurant, I like the organization in the kitchen. I like to receive the customers. I like I like to make people happy, and when they make compliments.
E per me è Licata, che è un paese, eccolo, lontano da tutto il mondo. Ecco, quando arriva il gourmet, quando arriva il viaggiatore e mi dice complimenti, bravo, per me è molto importante, perché loro viaggiano, loro conoscono il mondo.
Sì.
E allora quando mi dicono bravo è come se io fossi una parte del mondo, no? Allora Licata non è così lontano, è vicino. Perché il cibo unisce i popoli.
For me, Licata is a small town away from the world. When the gourmet traveler comes and they tell me bravo, I feel I'm a part of the world. The food unites.
Sì. You since our listeners are not here, I could describe that you retain an excitement about your work, about what you do, about your food, and about who you meet. You're passionate, appassionate, sì?
Sì, c'è molta passione, c'è molto sacrificio, c'è molto...
Sacrificio, sì, sì, è
c'è
difficile.
Molto, e c'è molto... bisogna anche avere la testa dura di dire io... come una maratona, un cuoco deve essere anche un maratoneta, perché deve sempre correre, deve sempre salire e sempre con molta forza. È come scalare una montagna, perché è un lavoro che ti forma. Più hai difficoltà e più li superi e più sali sopra, perché se tu molli cadi giù. Allora la vita deve sempre salire.
There is a lot of passion, sacrifice. You need to be a hard head, because a chef also has to be like a marathon man, somebody who climbs a mountain. Be a chef is a work that shapes you, and if you give up, you're going to fall. And in life, you need to go always up.
Let's put it this way, listeners. It's not a question of, if you're in Licata, you should come to the restaurant called La Madia, because there's no particular reason you would come to Licata except to eat at La Madia. And we can assure you that it's worth the trip. People from Agrigento, people from who are visiting Gela, why they would do that, I don't know. But if they did, this is a 100-mile ride restaurant. This is the kind of detour you should make to enjoy the cuisine that Pino is putting out right here. And perhaps the only pull in an opposite direction might be a restaurant called Duomo in Ragusa. But there's, so you should go there. You should go. Where are the places, do you think, in Sicily people should go?
Sì, certo. Noi facciamo parte di un'associazione che si chiama Le Soste di Ulisse. Soste che poi vi faccio vedere ci sono tanti ristoranti come il nostro, con i nostri colleghi. E saremo 10, 12, 13 cuochi. Poi c'è chi fa una cucina diversa dall'altro, e questa è la bellezza, che ognuno di noi poi interpreta una cucina della propria provincia o della propria pensiero, della propria tradizione. Questo è bello, no?
We are part of an association that is called Le Soste di Ulisse, the stops of Ulisse. There are many restaurants like ours, and it's about, you know, 10, 11, 13 chefs, and every one of us interprets the tradition of their own province, and this is beautiful.
Come Sicilia itself.
Esatto, perché così la gente una sera, quando sta 5-6 giorni in Sicilia, non può venire sempre a mangiare da me.
Sì.
Allora queste soste di Ulisse servono a far conoscere la cucina dedicata, la cucina di Taormina, la cucina di Messina, di Ragusa, di Enna, di Piazza Armerina, dove c'è un altro nostro collega. Ecco, Palermo, parte di anche Agrigento, ecco, un po' Modica anche, ci sono altri Modica nostri State, colleghi, no?
There, yes.
Ecco.
Exactly, when people, they come to stay for 5 or 6 days, they cannot come to eat in my restaurants every day. That's why we have the Soste of Ulisse. It's like when people get to know the cuisine of many cities like Licata, Taormina, Messina, Ragusa, Enna, Piazza Armerina, Palermo, parts of Agrigento and Modica.
E vedete come noi siamo, cerchiamo di essere uniti, perché se facciamo sistema, se facciamo gruppo, e la gente ritorna di nuovo, manda altre persone, perché c'è una professionalità.
And we try to be united, we try to be in a group, because when people come back again, they send more people, because there is a professionalism.
Perché
I just thought maybe I could read a couple of dishes for our listeners, because they'd like to know. You spoke to us about the pine cone smoked codfish with the pizzaiola sauce. I like the aubergine parmigiana you talked about, which is slices of fried aubergine seasoned with tomato sauce and grated Parmesan cheese baked in the oven. And grilled, I love this, grilled octopus with cream of chickpeas, rosemary sauce, and what else? You have things called taste of, there's a poetry. There's a c'è una poesia di questo, sì?
Sì, vabbè, io penso che la poesia è nel racconto, poi... Ecco, possiamo essere bravi a scrivere, però poi a tavola dobbiamo mangiare bene,
sì.
No? Per cui, no, a me, io preferisco scrivere un po' di meno e fare di più sul piatto, ecco.
Yes, I think the poetry is in the tale. We can be good in writing, but at the table we need to eat well. So that's why I rather writing a little less and do more on the dish.
Allora, I can't wait to actually taste these things, Chef, which we will do, I'm sure, in due time this evening. Thank you so much. Grazie mille.
Grazie a voi e un saluto a tutti gli italiani che sono in America.
Ah sì, ci sono molti.
Molti italiani e spero che se vengono in Sicilia di venirmi a trovare.
Ah sì, sì, sì.
Grazie mille.
Thank you and say hello to all the Italians in America and tell them that when they come to Sicily to come and see me.
We're very grateful to Michele for a wonderful translation job. And we hope you enjoyed the interview, and now it's time to take a break.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
We're back and leading you into another exciting interview with the principles of Il Vigneto. Stay tuned. What an absolutely gorgeous day it is in Porto Paolo Menfi, and we are looking out over this wonderful vineyard, which explains the name of where we are, which is both a hotel, a resort, and a restaurant. It's called Il Vigneto, and we're going to be talking to the chef co-owner. The chef's that we're going to be talking to is Francesco Borsi, a brother. They're two brothers, of course. The chef brother is Alessandro Borsi, and his partner, who's a management front of the house, is Francesco Borsi. But mainly we'll be talking to Alessandro, and we're going to be assisted with a translator, Stefania Giovinco, who's very close to my mother's maiden name, Jovenko, and she will be assisting us. Thank you for having us here. It's a beautiful place, and buongiorno. I asked you earlier how long you had been here, how many years. When did this place, Il Vigneto, start?
Il Vigneto è aperto nel 1983. Il Vigneto
da suo padre, sì.
Sì, da mio padre. Allora, il ristorante è aperto nel 1983. Il ristorante è stato aperto da mio padre, il grande appassionato di cucina. Lui in effetti aveva svolto altri lavori in precedenza. Aveva cominciato come imprenditore agricolo, aveva fatto l'insegnante, ha fatto il commerciante di giocattoli, di mobili. Poi finalmente nel 1983 ha deciso di trasformare la sua passione in un'attività economica, quindi.
Well, il Vigneto is founded in 1983 from my father's passion, because my father loved cooked and he was a big interest in the kitchen, he started to realize different dishes, and he decided to build a restaurant and to improve his experience, because before he worked in agriculture and he was also a teacher, but at the same time he was interested in cooking.
Okay, and then Alessandro, when did you and your brother join your father in this business, and even more important, why?
Abbiamo deciso perché possiamo dire che sempre per mio padre, perché era un desiderio di nostro padre aprire un albergo e anche una sala matrimoni. Quindi possiamo dire che noi abbiamo esaudito il suo desiderio.
Well, that is also a good question. And we decided to realize also a resort and a meeting sal, because it was a desire. My father's desire. And for this reason, we decided to open the resort and the meeting and wedding place.
Right. Now, but Alessandro said he shared the same passion about cooking with his father. Has he studied?
Sì, io ho frequentato la scuola alberghiera di Sciacca.
Sciacca, sì.
Nel settore cucina, mi sono diplomato nell'87, non ricordo più la data, sono passati un po' di anni, però il mio maestro devo dire che comunque è sempre stato mio padre. Io ho cominciato con mio padre a 14 anni, non ancora compiuti, e mi ha insegnato in pratica quasi tutto quello che so fare.
Well, I start in the kitchen with my father, and I studying also at school in Sciacca, so it's close to Memphis, Sciacca, and I finish in 1987, more or less, I don't remember exactly. And at the same time, I started in the kitchen. I was 14 years old, and I worked every day with my father. Well, my father taught me every day how, and
he's the master.
He's yes. The house master. He taught me all about our dish and the kitchen and how we can prepare the dishes.
Alessandro, what is very special about this resort? What can people expect when they come here? What do you offer that makes this such a wonderful place to come?
Oltre all'ambiente, alla cordiale ospitalità che offriamo, che contraddistingue noi siciliani, dobbiamo dire, al Vigneto possiamo dire che è il vigneto speciale, possiamo dire che è l'aria che si respira che è speciale, si sentono i profumi della campagna, si sente il profumo del mare anche, perché ci troviamo a 600 metri dalla spiaggia di Porto Palo. Il mare di Porto Palo è stato bandiera blu dal 1996, se non sbaglio. Significa che il mare, bandiera blu appunto, viene data ai mari più puliti d'Europa.
Well, the vigneto is a very special place because we are in between the country and the seaside, and is a very relaxed place and a very quiet place. And we are not so far from the beach, around 600 meters. And the Porto Palo beach is very known for its blue flag. Since 2004, and the blue flag is a recognized level for the very cleaning beach and the sea, and is very very important for this area. But in Alto Vigneto, the people are very 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 kind, and the hospitality. Yeah.
The service
is very special, and well, that belongs also our Sicilian character.
Aha.
Okay, well, the other important thing that invite the people to come here is our hospitality, because the service is very very kind, and that is another typical and characteristic of our, for the Sicilian people.
Well, this is certainly a very beautiful spot, and I have long experience with the wonderful service you have shared by all the Sicilians. Let's talk a little bit about the restaurant. Mainly, when someone comes here, what to expect from the food? What kinds of things do you do best? How would you describe your cuisine, traditional, modern? Anything particular you want people to know about your food?
La nostra è una cucina semplice, una cucina con cotture poco elaborate, dove utilizziamo prodotti del territorio, cioè della terra e anche del mare, visto che ci troviamo a pochi metri appunto dal mare di Porto Palo. Quindi la nostra praticamente è una cucina regionale, possiamo dire che è appunto una...
Well, our kitchen is a very simple kitchen, and in the kitchen we prepare dishes with from our territory
region, yeah.
and from our sea, because we are near the sea.
Yes.
And for this reason we cook fish from Mediterranean fish, and then for example vegetable from our terroir. And we cook with the simple ingredients, and I can see we are a regional kitchen.
The kitchen is also creative. I mean,
yes,
traditional,
the kitchen is
but with a modern creativity.
No, it's only
traditional only
and
tradition.
From our place.
Yes, local.
Local.
Local,
yes,
regional,
original,
fresh.
Yes.
Sounds good. Now, I have the menu from Il Vigneto, and I'm just looking down here to see all the wonderful things that I like, such as the deep-fried croquette and chickpea fritter, octopus I always love, deep-fried baby squid, clams, other calamari dishes. Also, you have nice sides. Salad. Now, I don't think there's anything here that I don't like. I don't know how I'm ever going to order. And of course, the all-important desserts in Sicily. But chef, there are other dishes. Could share with our listeners some of your most favorite dishes. Just describe some of the dishes you really like.
Il mio piatto preferito direi che sono gli spaghetti con le uova di pesce, o anche le farfalle con i gamberetti e l'arancia. Poi abbiamo un altro piatto a cui sono affezionato, dobbiamo dire, perché sono stato molto tempo per riuscire a crearlo, è la crema di legumi con i gamberoni.
Sì.
Sì, questo piatto l'ho studiato per 8 anni, devo dire. Non sono 8 anni di continuo, cioè praticamente volevo sfruttare l'olio fresco di oliva che veniva appena molito al frantoio. E allora ho pensato di creare una pietanza dove poteva accompagnare appunto questo olio, che potesse accompagnare appunto questo olio. E finalmente, dopo 8 anni, sono riuscito a trovare la ricetta.
Well, my favorite are very, very different dishes. For example, I like to prepare the spaghetti with ayer fish. Different Irish fish, or also the farfalle with gamberi and arancia with the clams and orange, or also the vegetable soup with the big prawn.
Yeah.
Of course. But to realize this dish, I needed more or less eight years, because I wanted to realize a particular dish with our vegetables and with our fresh olive oil, with the extra virgin olive oil, but fresh, and it was a very difficult to associate and to combinate the stuff with the fresh olive oil. And at the end, I realize after 8 years, I realize the right dish, and for this reason is my favorite today.
Well, with a name like Il Veneto, there has to be a wine connection. So, Alessandro, tell us a little bit about this cantina. And about your wine program.
Qua abbiamo 5 ettari di terreno coltivato a vigneto e la nostra uva viene portata ogni anno alla cantina Sette Soli, appunto per essere trasformata in vino. La cantina Sette Soli è una delle cantine più grandi d'Europa, produce credo 600.000 quintali di uva e viene appunto trasformata in vino.
We are in an area where we have 5 hectares of vineyards, and every year we pick the grapes and then we take our grapes in the cantina.
Cooperative.
Yes, exactly, in the Sette Soli. And Sette Soli is a very big cantina in all the Sicily, and is very known in all the world. And she produces more or less 600 quintali. I don't know how we can say quintali in English.
<That's>
But lots of wine. Yes, and we are also a member of this cantina.
And what is the slow food connection?
The slow food connection is an olive that Mr. Bursi, one of the two owners, Alessandro brothers, and Sorina is the weddings.
Wedding. She handles the weddings.
Yes. And the two learn about wine, about a combination with food and wine, because today is a very important, and our clients ask about the different kind of wine, and which wine, for example, with the farfalle, with the buccia d'arancia gamberi, or which wine with, yes.
Now I'm looking at a wine container and some large bottles, and the name is Mandra Rosso.
Yes.
Now, is that the name of the wine that comes from the cantina?
Yes. Well, the cantina Sette Soli produces 2 different line. One is the Mandra Rossa, is new, and since I don't remember exactly 3 or 5 years. And the other is Sette Soli, but the Sette Soli is the old production, and the Mandra Rosa is the new production, and in this year is very, very big, and the cantina send and produce many lots of bottle, and they send this wine in different country in all Europe and all the world.
Right. So this is a wine. Your listeners, you'll recognize the place at least some of the grapes come from.
Yes. Yes. Of course.
And Mandro Rosso is a Sicilian wine that I'm sure must be recommended.
Yeah.
A new style of wine, but still a very bold, still speaking of the sunshine and the red grapes of Sicily.
Yes, but also white rosé and red and our typical variety are the Nero d'Avola, is a red, Syrah, and also the Merlot. And about the wine, the white wine, the important grape are the Grecanico, is a very typical grape variety, Grecanico and Enzolia, and also the Viognier, yes, but different, and the Fiano, but the Fiano from Sicily, not from Calabria, because are different.
Yes.
Variety.
And one of the things that we should mention about listeners listening to the entire programs about Sicily is, and we were discussing this just last evening at another restaurant, the way that the production quality has improved so dramatically in the last 10 or 15 years in Sicilian wines. So if you tried Sicilian wines 10 years ago, if you tried them 15 years ago, if you tried them 20 years ago, and you didn't like them because you thought they were too rustic or they were too acidic, now's the time to revisit because of the energy that everyone in Sicily is putting into improving the quality and providing more interesting blends, which really go wonderfully with the food. Because if you believe, as On the Menu does, that the ideal thing to do is to eat the food and drink the wine from the same place.
Yes, of course.
You can now confidently do that with Sicilian wines, and Sicilian wines will match bold flavored food. I'll do it again. Bold flavored food of whatever kind you're cooking.
Yes.
Well, it's a beautiful sunny day still here at Il Vigneto. And I think Anne wants to wrap up the interview, so I'm going to give her the microphone back.
I just wanted to say that I'm sorry that Francesco, I'm afraid that we lost Francesco, but Francesco is a very busy man and he had many other things to do. I just wanted to make sure everybody realized that he is a serious, hardworking partner in this operation and very important to it. And again, thank you all. And Alessandro.
Thank you.
And stay with us while we take a short break, as we have two great interviews right after.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
Well, here we are again, and I think you're going to have a little fun with this next interview. We did not have a professional translator, and I started out trying to translate.
We actually did have a professional translator. It's up to you to figure out who it was.
Well, we are at yet another lovely place in Sicilia, the Villa Atena, which is an absolutely gorgeous hotel property. And inside the hotel, or attached to the hotel, is a very special restaurant, Ristorante Il Granaio di Ibla. And I guess granaio really means barn. But this is anything but homespun food. We're going to be talking to the executive chef, and we have with us the sous chef as well. The executive chef is Salvatore Gambuzza, welcome chef. And then Salvatore Avena. How did we get two Salvatores? Okay, to start, Salvatore Gambuzza, can you tell us a little bit about your background, where you were born, where you trained, how you came to be at this place, this restaurant?
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Salvatore Gambuzza, sono nato a Porto Empedocle, provincia di Agrigento. Sono il presidente regionale dei cuochi siciliani, da 10 anni che opero sul territorio agrigentino, perché sono stato in giro un po' per l'Europa, un po' in Francia, Spagna e Svizzera, per costruirmi gastronomicamente. Sono da 10 anni qui all'Hotel Villa Atena, al Granaio di Ibla, è il nome del ristorante.
My name is Salvatore Gambuzza, and I was born near here at Porto Empedocle, which is the province of Agrigento. I am also the president regional general of the Cooks of Sicily. I first made a tour of Europe, traveling in Spain and Italy and so forth. And then 10 years ago, I returned to the Valley of the Temples and assumed the position here at the Ristorante Il Granaio di Ibla.
Si trova in un posto ingannevole, siamo al centro della Valle dei Templi. Iniziamo a spiegare il nostro tipo di cucina, come noi intendiamo cucinare qui ad Agrigento. Innanzitutto utilizziamo prodotti del territorio. Tutto ciò, quello che si cucina, che è preparato, viene da tutta la provincia. Cerchiamo di fare una cucina a chilometro zero. Significa una cucina molto dietetica, mediterranea, con pochi grassi e con l'utilizzo di oli particolari, oli genuini, prodotti particolari, prodotti anche DOP e DOG di origine controllata. Il nostro menù si basa su una cucina tipica siciliana, leggermente modificata per i tempi che siamo, e cercando di fare, di non sconvolgere tanto la cucina mediterranea, perché la cucina mediterranea è bella in sé per sé, non va cambiata. Se dobbiamo utilizzare il pomodoro ciliegino, se dobbiamo utilizzare il carrubo.
The chef is explaining that his cuisine is typical of the area. He is using local product, local preparations, aiming for 0 kilometers, well, in other words, extremely local, Mediterranean, of course. His menu is typical of the region, and he employs the DOC products, typical Mediterranean, but lightened. Cuisine of the Mediterranean is just so beautiful, there is no reason to modify it.
Se dobbiamo utilizzare la menta, la santoreggia, sono una miriade di spezie e sapori che racchiudono tutta la Sicilia.
It's the flavor of Sicily. Well, of course, I had some typical dishes also. Both did. They may or may not be your favorites. Can you tell us, pick some of these special plates and describe what's in the dish and how it's presented so that our listeners can have almost a taste of the food. Qualche piatto, per favore.
Okay. Nel nostro menù abbiamo diversi piatti, ma quelli che, diciamo, il cliente va a scegliere sono le espressioni del territorio. Come ad esempio il macco di fave. Il macco di fave è una crema di fave, una ricetta antichissima che noi abbiamo ripreso e l'abbiamo ripresentato con l'utilizzo del pesce azzurro. Il pesce azzurro sappiamo che è un pesce che costa poco, è ricco di omega 3, è abbinato al macco di fave, che è un piatto povero, però rivalutandolo è un piatto eccezionale, abbinandolo all'acciuga e dopo un delirio di sapori e di gusti. Dopo nel nostro menù abbiamo gli involtini di pesce spada, swordfish.
That's what I ate, yes.
Con l'utilizzo del swordfish, dell'uvetta passa, dei pinoli, della menta, del succo d'arancia, del succo di limone, sono ingredienti a noi che sono molto importanti per la nostra cultura gastronomica, come anche l'alloro, i sapori particolari, l'utilizzo del pane siciliano per la panatura del pesce stesso. Molto importante anche la caponata, la classica caponata. Noi la facciamo priva di oli, priva di grassi, perché stiamo attenti anche al discorso di cucina mediterranea, cucina salutistica, cucina che non fa male. Cucina che sia leggera, che sia, quando il cliente va a mangiare, deve sentire la melanzana, il pomodoro, i cappers, il basilico, deve sentire tutto.
The chef says that his clientele is diverse, his dishes are diverse, but it's very expressive of the region. He refers particularly to this puree of broad beans with anchovies. Actually, it's a very old, broad beans themselves are from sort of peasant dish, but they are elevated addition of the anchovies in the presentation. Likewise, he refers to the involtini of swordfish, which is sort of like a roll-up thing, which is what I had. And that is, of course, a very significant fish in the Mediterranean, and it speaks very highly of the culinary culture. Also doing the same is the caponata, which is a traditional, but is presented beautifully, which he's going to talk about a little later. But you have the eggplant, the capers, basil, the special local olive oil. But as I said, the way it's all presented elevates it. It still speaks to the region. And now everything comes out of the kitchen looking gorgeous, but it's for also the reason of your talent, the artistic talent that you have. You are a sculptor, and you enter contests all over Europe, is it? Contests, and you win medals. Talk to us a little bit about what do you use to make the sculptures? You said potatoes, dried potatoes.
Io e il mio sous chef Salvatore Avenia, anche lui.
Let's have Salvatore.
Salvatore.
Is it, say something. Dica qualcosa.
Allora, le sculture sono dei vegetali ceramicati, sono delle semplici patate, le patate d'altronde sono anche italiane, le patate bolognesi, ed operiamo anche le patate africane, la patata yam, che si addice più per fare questo tipo di lavorazione. Io col maestro Gambuzza ho appreso da lui questa tecnica della ceramicazione e presentandomi all'internazionale ho avuto dei risultati abbastanza notevoli. Sono
anche
arrivato terzo.
Medaglia d'oro in Toscana.
Okay, you said that he also has won a medal in Tuscany, yes. A gold medal.
Gold medal.
Yes.
Allora, il discorso del carving, the fruit carving, nasce 12 anni fa. Io è 12 anni che faccio intaglio artistico. Ho iniziato con watermelon, ananas, tomatoes, però la patata contiene amido e l'amido è fondamentale per la disidratazione, per farla diventare dry, molto secca. La cosa fondamentale è intanto l'intaglio, subito dopo l'asciugatura a microonde, successivamente la lucidatura con glucosio, zucchero e gelatina. Quando si va a fare una competizione e si realizza una scultura, tutto deve essere alimentare, non artificiale.
Wow.
Deve essere alimentare.
Well, we don't want anybody to eat them, though, do we? We're going to, after this interview, we're going to go look at your sculptures. And I wish you luck at the one coming up. Where are you going to be? The prossimo?
Lunedì sarò in gara in una competizione continentale riconosciuta dalla VAX. La VAX è l'Unione Mondiale degli Chef. The World Chef, la VAX.
Now, did we say that you are the chief of this?
Yes.
Have we said that?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Okay,
yes.
I forgot.
Sarò a Malta a rappresentare sia la Sicilia che l'Italia, perché siamo gli unici concorrenti italiani a andare in gara, diciamo, come Federazione Italiana Cuochi. E subito dopo saremo alle Olimpiadi ad Erfurt, in Germania. Prossimo anno ancora sarà la tappa, quella che lavoreremo di più, sarà a Chicago.
Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let us know when you're coming to Chicago, because we have a lot of restaurants that you should try and chefs that you should meet. Thank you so much for the delicious lunch, for cooking for us, and also for talking to us. And as I said, I wish you luck, but now we're going to go look at some of your sculptures.
Okay. Man.
Piacere, grazie.
Piacere nostro.
Well, we were very impressed, of course, by the presentations that came out of this kitchen. And as I was explaining to Chef, I'm sure that it is directly connected to his artistic talent, which he expresses in another way. He and his sous chef produce these elaborate, and I mean large and elaborate, sculpt made out of dried potatoes. Now, and potatoes from all over, but he emphasizes, they tried all these different things. You can't do this, of course, with watermelon, he explains. You can't do this with this, that, and the other. But by drying these potatoes, he creates all these incredible, fantastical sculpt. He and his sous chef go and they make these, and it takes months to do. But they then go around. There's a circuit of competitions where he goes not only throughout Italy. He was, in fact, en route to Malta with the one that we saw and the fantasy, which was an underwater or water fantasy. So, but he represents Sicily. in all these competitions, and the culmination of the thing that's going on, competitions going on now, will ultimately end up in Chicago. Well, from there then, as you can hear from the interview, we went off to see this sculpture, and it was a very interesting luncheon altogether.
And now a short break while we go into the final interview of the program.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
By now you might be thinking that Italy sounds like a wonderful country and Sicily sounds like a fascinating place, but perhaps it's kind of hard to find your way around. And if you think that that's something that you might face, but you still want to go to this wonderful land, René Restivo, our next guest, is a perfect example of the kind of service that you can get that will make sure that you have an experience that's wonderful, that where you don't have to think about exactly where to go because she's planned it all out in advance. And we had the chance to talk to her about the service she provides in the wonderful city of Noto where she lives.
Well, we're really glad to be finally catching up with René Restivo, who we tried to catch up with when we were actually in Sicily. René, I'm glad finally we are here.
Oh, yes. Me too. It's good to connect with you guys.
Now,
I'm sure you'll be back soon.
Oh, well, you know, we love Sicily. And your roots are there, too. You were born and raised in New Jersey, but you trace your roots back to Sicily, and you've been living and working there for the past 10 years.
Been living and working in Italy for the past 10 years.
Right.
I started out in Tuscany and then moved my way down to Sicily. What I did was I wanted to go meet my cousins and all the relatives that my great-grandfather left behind, and I went to Sicily to see their farm and to meet them, and then from then on I fell in love.
You know, where exactly? I mean, you're now in Noto, but where are your roots?
The farm is actually based in Agrigento by the Valley of the Temple.
Okay.
But I decided to base my work in the province of Siracusa. And it's interesting because a lot of people ask me why drew you to that part of Sicily, especially when your family is from Agrigento. And the answer is the food and the agriculture and the landscape. I really just, you know, the desserts, famous for the desserts and for all the ingredients of the countryside here. So,
yeah, well, you know, I really have to admit that I really prefer Siracusa to the Agrigento region. I just think it's more more layered and interesting. But I like all of Sicily.
Sicily is wonderful. Agrigento has, I mean, the Valley of the Temple.
Right.
You know, that's a must-see, you know, for everyone, I think, going to Sicily.
Oh, sure.
But, yeah, in terms of the layering and the lesser-known things, you know, the province of Siracusa is really a wonderful corner of Sicily to explore.
I think so,
and, and that's where we started out. In fact, our plan was to meet up with you in Noto, mm-hmm. which U.S. Airways and Alitalia baggage handling managed to nuke.
it's a usual story.
We did make a two-day stopover in Modica, which was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
We have actually been in Noto just briefly before, and the thing I remember about it that was about the only sad thing about it was that the boarding up all around the wonderful cathedral, because it was closed for restoration. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it's now open again.
The cathedral has been restored. The frescoes were restored, and everyone here says, you know what? They say we were really fortunate that the cathedral had that problem at the time because it got a lot of international attention. Noto became kind of famous for that, and believe it or not, a lot of tourists arrive for that reason, to, you know, to see it and hear about it. It has been restored.
And tell us this, René. You have a company mm-hmm. called Soul of Sicily. Mm-hmm. Could you explain what your company does, what you personally do, what the company is about?
Yes, with pleasure. Soul of Sicily is basically a small company. What we do is we offer the chance to connect to all kinds of local Sicilians and to really kind of visit Sicily in a different way and to be in touch with everybody from artists to painters, photographers, chefs, home cooks in particular. Those are, you know, I work with a lot of home cooks in our network. And we also work with people like farmers, wine producers, all kinds of people that are not usually involved in tourism, but that have so much to share, in particularly, you know, in particular in this area, in Noto. And also the surrounding areas of Noto, like Martsamemi, which is a fishing village nearby, where I actually did a TV show for the Travel Channel there in that town, Siragusa. So it's a really, really, we're located in a really rich area. We focus on this part of Sicily in particular, and that's our specialty. So bringing people into homes and really giving you a taste and experience to meet. It's not a trip like a tour that we offer. It's really meeting, at, you know, we call it incontri in Italian, incontri, mm-hmm. to meet, really experience what is life like with a family in Sicily. You know, what is the tradition like? What do they eat? What do they cook with? What's in the kitchen? And all the herbs you would find and things. So that's basically what we do.
Now, how does somebody connect with you, and what kind of program might they expect you would help them to figure out? Let's suppose that people were just, first of all, interested in finding out about the kinds of things that you do. I know we have an email address for you, but I'm sure you must also have a website.
Yes. We have a website, which is soulofsicily.com. It's S-O-U-L, S-I-C-I-L-Y. A lot of people spell Sicily wrong, so you have to make sure you get that right. And I'm also launching a blog in the next, I would say it's going to be ready for 2012, lemonsandoregano.com.
Uh-huh.
So that's a little bit easier for people to remember. And actually, that blog is going to have information, stories, photographs, kinds of taking you around on my journeys in Sicily, my travels, and meeting people. But what we do in terms of my company is we design special itineraries, like a week-long program, where you can come and experience a part of Sicily in a different way that you'd never expect. You know, so everything from learning about the agricultural landscape here. You know, when you look at the dry stone wall landscape of this part of Sicily, which only really is in this part of Sicily, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you know, you saw it while you were driving.
Yeah, we did. We saw that, especially around Ragusa.
Exactly. And also in Noto, in the area, in the countryside, we have these beautiful dry stone walls which are made and built by artisans. They're hand-carved stone. So anyway, how does this relate to food? Well, you know, the landscape tells a story, which is connected to farming and agriculture and connected to food. So we basically, using the landscape and all the different places in the area as our canvas, We form this kind of incredible experience where you're learning also, there's some cooking lessons and a lot of tasting and basically experiencing this part of Sicily in a very authentic way.
Now, where do people, do you arrange for places for them to stay while they're there?
Absolutely. Yes. That's a great question.
So people,
what we do is,
so people mm-hmm. just basically surrender. This is how many days I have and you take it from there?
I work in two different ways. The first way is that we have a regular program. Like, for example, in 2012, I have a Lemons and Oregano tour happening in May. And what that is an itinerary where you can, every day we're doing something really fun, you know, meeting with fishermen and their family and cooking with them, or going to learn about Sicilian herbs, cooking in a home. So that's a program that's like a six-day program where I arrange the place to stay, and it's an agriturismo I've been working with for since 2006. And the other way that I work is people come to me and they say, can Soul of Sicily design my trip? I want to go fishing. I want to, you know, trace my roots. I want to do home cooking with my friends and sisters. And we get a lot of those requests, and when we get them, we design something customized. And we work with private villas, and it's, you know, I don't work with a lot of locations. I work with very few locations and few people because it's relationships that we've had over many years, particularly our family.
Do you go into any other sections? Or you stay in your own corner of Sicily, or do you deal with the whole of the island?
We've been working primarily in the areas like Ragusa, Noto, Siracusa, Catania, for the past 5 years, but we're moving into the areas of Trapani and Palermo for 2012.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because we've had a great request for things like Castelvetrano, Trapani. You know, that whole area is a whole nother corner. So, yeah, we're expanding geographically.
Okay, that's good. Well, you're going to be very busy. I mean, do you do this all yourself or do you have a team?
No, I have a team. I have a team. Like I said, we're like a family. We've been working together since 2006. We have a real kind of just a harmony of working together. You know, we really all get along very well. A couple of the people on my team, one is a driver who's also, he sings, he's a musician. So in Sicily, I don't know if you heard La Canta Storia, where the songs of Sicily, poems and songs are sung, and they're all related to things like fishing and farming and the history, and of course love. So he sings, not every day, but usually on my trips, you know, there's some kind of a serenata.
Uh-huh.
And then I also have, there are families that I've been working with for years, and pastry chefs. I've worked with, for example, Corrado Senza at Cafe Sicilia. Cafe Sicilia is one of the most famous, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you might have been, or if not, you'll come next time. Sicilia is one of the most famous pastry shops in Italy and the world. People come from, it's one of the reasons why I first came to Noto, is because he is a maestro pasticcere, the real, one of the last master pastry chefs of Sicily.
And where is that?
That is right on the Corso, the main street of Noto. You can't miss it. And it's right in the center of town. If you go to Noto, you go to the Corso, you just walk past the Porto Reale about 4 minutes. And on your left, there's a, you know, in the middle of the Corso, there's a lovely pastry shop on the corner with tables outside, Caffè Sicilia. And it, just about every day, there's a journalist there
now
from some part of the world.
There are a couple of lovely buildings I remember in Noto. One is the town hall, I guess, the Comunale, and the other is a theater, I think. It must be somewhere near to those places.
It is right between those two. Exactly.
Then I know roughly where it is. Now, we spent all of 2 hours, I think, in Noto driving from point A to point B. Curiously, we spent even less time in Modica, and for some reason it stuck in my head. Modica was a place we wanted to go to, which is why we chose to stay there rather than staying in Noto. And the other thing that's a bit of a challenge I read in my guidebooks is that one of the challenges of this corner of Italy is there aren't really a lot of places to stay, at least not commercial establishments.
Well, it's like I said, it's lesser known. There are a lot of places, just people don't know about them. And that's, you know, it's not easy because Sicily and Italy, you know, can be hit or miss if you don't know. So, but there are a lot of wonderful places. It's just that, you know, it's not like going to northern Italy where everyone is speaking English and all the guidebooks tell you go here and go there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's fun. It's a discovery. It's an adventure to come to this part. And one of the things is that in this part of Sicily and Noto is a UNESCO Baroque World Heritage Town,
yes,
as you guys have noticed,
mm-hmm.
because of the architecture, the Baroque style. And most people do come because they want to see that architecture, but they often overlook the landscape, and they often overlook the sea. And to really understand this part of Sicily, you have to also visit the countryside and have a day in the countryside. So that's always something that we do in our trips, is we have a day in the countryside where whatever we're going to eat that day, you know, it might be a pasta with fava beans and ricotta. It's always seasonal, and it's always connected to harvest at that time of the year in the local area. So that's one of the things that I would just say for everyone to do, is if you come to Sicily, remember to visit the countryside. That is the real soul of Sicily.
And you showcase Sicilian products, too, don't you?
Absolutely, yes.
So we unfortunately missed you, but we didn't even know that one of the chocolate capitals of the whole world is actually in Modica. And that,
absolutely, yes.
Yeah. And where did I read that there are more master chocolatiers in Italy and in Sicily also, than in Belgium and France combined. There are more master chocolatiers in Italy.
I'm sure that that's true, and I would love a copy of that because I will be putting that all over.
Oh, it's true. And they're also the only ones that resist the EU. EU allows a certain percentage of non-cocoa butter fat in chocolate, and Italy refuses to do that. There's 100% cocoa butter.
Italy refuses a lot of EU rules, I am very thankful because in order to produce artisan products the way they've been produced for centuries, it's a real conflict. That's a whole conversation I won't get into now. But, for example, to make ricotta cheese the way they've been making it for years and years over a real wood-burning fire, that's something the EU does not really allow. You can't sell that to the public anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's all kinds of conflicts that are forcing small farmers and small shepherds. You know, it makes life difficult for the small fishermen. And we try to help them through tourism. There's some way that I can bring income to them because they can't make a living anymore on fishing as they did. Well, tourism is the new way of the future for them in Sicily. So that's one thing about us. We're not nonprofit, but we really do work in a nonprofit way in terms of, you know, trying to help them. And in terms of ingredients, yes, Modica, that's one of the areas that Soul of Sicily visits. We do a chocolate tasting day there because the tradition of chocolate making in Modica, it really is such an interesting history. I mean, it was brought to Sicily through the Spaniards and, you know, from South America, and it was also they still make chocolate in an artisan style, and there's so many flavors. I don't know, did you have a chance to taste some?
We didn't.
We didn't, mostly because we used Modica as a base, and a good deal of our day there was spent going to Ragusa Ibla and having lunch at Il Duomo and interviewing the chef.
You're going to be coming back to
Sicily. Sure we are.
When you come back, you're going to do a chocolate tasting because they have chocolate with everything from herbs to lemon zest to orange to peperoncino chocolate, cinnamon chocolate, vanilla chocolate. I mean, it's incredible. And then they make all kinds of artisan cookies and things with it. So it's a whole wonderful thing to explore. But products that are wonderful, the wine, of course.
Olive oil, hazelnuts. I mean, you could go on and on and on with these products. It's beautiful agriculturally, yeah. So, Renee, we will definitely come back, and the next time we will definitely get to meet in person, even though we were in contact. It would do us well to actually get closer to what you're actually doing with the Soul of Sicily, and count on that. We will be back.
Well, Sicily is waiting for you to come back, and so are we. So we always have new programs and all kinds of interesting things going on. So what I would like to do when you guys come is I will take you to see an ancient olive tree.
Okay. This is the very old one.
Yeah. I would take you to see it. I mean, there are many ancient olive trees, but I would take you to meet a very ancient olive tree.
Okay.
Because I think that's an experience people to learn about, not only olive oil, not only the recipes, but the contact with nature and the countryside.
Yeah, they had one of those at Agrigento in the temple, Valley of the Temples. They had this revered olive tree that was, I don't forget how many years old. So
I know the one you're talking about. I photographed that tree with that. The temple is right next to it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is beautiful. It is really one of the most beautiful places to visit.
Well, Renee, again, thank you for your input, and I look forward to continuing this relationship with you.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me, and we look forward to seeing you soon in Sicily.
Thank you. Grazie mille.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Well, listeners, there you have it, the end of our Sicilian adventures for this trip. We forgot to say Happy December at the beginning of the program, so let's say it now. Happy December to all of you out in On the Menu Land. And until next week, same time, same place.
Bye-bye.